I think that takes us 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the last session for today. LCA 09 on the Wednesday. And if I may introduce Satoshi, who's going to give us a little talk on B-tracks. And thank you.
Thank you. My name is Satoshi Oshima. I'm present to you about B-tracks. Before this presentation, please interrupt freely, but my English ability is very, very limited. So if you ask a question or something, please speak slowly and clearly, please. Yeah. Okay, let's start. Firstly, let me introduce myself. I'm from Kanagawa, next to Tokyo, Japan, and I'm currently working for Hitachi. And I have contributed to the system tab or network stack or some of the small stuff in kernel. And this is a day's table of contents. I'll explain briefly about the B-tracks, and I'll show you the background implementation and how to use it, and evaluation, and to-do, and conclusion. Okay. First of all, what is B-tracks? B-tracks is an abbreviation of branch tracer for Linux, and B-tracks can show the C, C++ source code coverage, and binary execution paths. So the title of this presentation is a bit misleading because this cannot B-tracks cannot generate the test case itself. Currently, B-tracks show the coverage analysis, and but hopefully I make the B-tracks to become the coverage test tool. I'll talk about later. This is a screenshot of the B-tracks. As you can see, the green line is the executed line, and red one is a not executed line. And B-tracks also provide the statistics like the function coverage or branch coverage or state coverage stand for the base block coverage. And this is the function level coverage. Okay. I'll explain the background of the development of B-tracks. The coverage test is the coverage test measured the either a kind of software testing method, and the coverage test described the degree to which source code of the program has been tested or executed. The code coverage test stands for the tester try to cover all line of the source code for ensuring the correctness not only in the normal path but the error path or in normal path. So this is very necessary test for robust software, but I know the code coverage test is necessary, and my employer requires me to do it all of our software for release, but I'm too lazy to do it correctly. Sometimes my employer requires me to do the full path coverage, but it is impossible sometimes because it must become a very strict requires a very strict timing or timing bugs or sometimes the hardware error or something like that. So sometimes it is impossible. So and coverage test by hand is too boring. I sometimes try to cover 100% coverage and using system tab fault injection function and write down the long code to reproduce a very strict path, but I don't like that. So I need cool stuff for it. What I need is the automatic coverage analysis tool, and hopefully it generates a test case also. And I need the application test and kernel test. So, and hopefully I don't want to recompile or relink for coverage test, because some QA guides do not believe that the coverage test on the recompiled or changed binary. So I need no recompiled coverage test coverage analysis tools. And to realize these requirement, we can use binary emulator, the architecture emulator, but it is too slow. So the better performance than binary emulator is required. So the how to implement the BTRAC? The trick is BTRAC is to use the branch trace store function. This is a built-in debugging function since Pentium 4 or Pentium M. Do you know the last branch record? You may not know that. The BTS corrects the last branch record by the processor. After that, I explain briefly. And also, the BTRAC analyze the binary file and getting the address of the call instruction or jump instruction with the bin utils or futils, and reproducing the execution path with this information and mapping to the source code. This is the structure of BTRAC. This is a trace buffer. User run the BTRAC LAPA script, and BTRAC LAPA script drive the BTRAC driver, and BTRAC driver set the BTS buffer and get the BTS information to the RelayFS buffer, and BTRAC D read the RelayFS and write the trace log, and log split program split into the each processed log and show the result. This is the BTS mechanism. The BTS is one of the precise event-based sampling function, and in this picture, each record include the from address and to address and predicated flag of each call instruction or jump instruction. And the BTS buffer includes all records. And data debug store buffer management structure is like that, base address, index, and absolute max, and the threshold of the exception occur. We have to set the BTS buffer management area to the MSL IS32 DS area. The x86-64 also has this very same mechanism, but the from address and to address and predicate flag is 64-bit. And also, I need the BTRAC need to set the interrupt vector to the EPIC local vector table, and also BTRAC daemon control the enable and disable BTS function. And also, BTRAC need to correct the memory map at runtime, because there some modules or libraries map address is differ from runtime time to time. So we need to get the mapped address. We correct the proc modules for module loading address and proc kl sims for function address in kernel and modules. and VM area struct for user space. And disassembling the binary with the BFD library to get the jump or call address and decomposing the binary into the basic block. And I'll explain what is a basic block. This is very simple flowchart. This is a basic block. Block one is only the condition, and include the condition one, and block two include the procedure two, block three include the procedure one, and block four include the procedure three. But I'll show you the imaginary assembly code. This is the basic block. Basic block is contain the only one jump or at most one jump or call instruction, and sometimes it's divided by the jump target. So basic block must not be divided by jump instruction or call instruction, and basic block must not contain jump target address other than first instruction. So if we map the BTS record to the basic block like this, we can see that the execution path is firstly block one, and second JNE instruction is not executed, and the block two executed, and jump instruction hit to the and base skip the block three and run block four. So we can understand that the block one, two, four is the execution order. And mapping BTS record to the binary provides a list of the order of executed block, basic block. So we can reproduce the binary execution path with this. And now we have execution path. So we put the binary address into EU address to line or address to line in bin utils. So they provide the corresponding source line. I don't know much about this, so please ask the Laurent or some other guys. I'm only use the EU address to line. So, and we use the EU address to line to color the source code and generate the HTML file. Current state. This is the current status of BTRAX. BTRAX support i386 and x86-64 architecture, and we tested the Pentium 4 and Pentium M and Core 2, and I believe that the BTRAX works on Core i7 architecture, and we tested the level 4 update 1 and layer 4 update 3 and layer 5.1, but this is tested platform, and this is not restricted to this distribution. Basically, other BTRAX is distribution independent, and the upstream kernel BTRAX support 2.6.9 to 2.6.28 kernel, and for BTRAX bin utils or elf utils and debug info is required. Okay, I'll explain the how to use the BTRAX. BTRAX can be used in three different ways. The profiling specific. First one is profiling specific function or specific function block in the application. or profiling application indicate with P process ID or profiling kernel. And to profiling application or kernel, you can exclude specified function or the yes, you can exclude the specified function. This is the example of the very test code block application profiling case. You need to include the Btrux header, and you need to call the Btrux to start and end point. And execute the test, and you need to correct the log from log buffer, and you can show the coverage like this function. This is a summary view. This is a function coverage, and this shows function coverage, branch coverage, and state coverage. Or you can see the HTML view like this. You can see the each line level execution executed or not executed. And sometimes Btrux show don't know yellow line like this. This is sometimes the GCC compiler optimize too much, and sometimes Btrux cannot find the corresponding source code from the basic block. So sometimes the yellow line occur, but yeah. Okay. This is another view of the Btrux. This is the test summary. Btrux can also show the function tree like this: sysopen, do sysopen, do file open, or the. Also, Btrux also show the execution path summary, and you can also see the execution path itself, but it is very long. So this execution summary is very useful to see the execution. Okay, I'll show you the demonstration of the Btrux. I'll try to test the this very simple five state function, and in this case, I put the argument four argument for each line of the test. I try to put one. And Btrux can show like this. Currently, I put one for the argument, so one is executed. And also, if we put, I put the eight. Line five is evaluated, but not line six is not executed, but the line seven is evaluated, and line eight. So we do every test. Mm-hmm. We can see the merged test. We can see this line is not executed all of this test case. So we can understand that the test case is not enough. And if we add another test case, so yes, the full pass coverage is done. Okay. Okay. Next, I'll show you the evaluation of the B tracks. There are two major way to get the coverage, I think. The first one is GCOB. GCOB require the special option to compile in the for the GCC. GCC implant the profiling code into the each brace block, basic block, and GCC GCOB analyze and show the coverage. And the other way is architecture emulator. Architecture emulator can potentially log all activities in the learning binary. So it can show the coverage. This is the comparison against the GCOB, B-Trax, and emulator. The benefit of B-Trax is source code modification is not required. GCOB requires the source code modification, but it is done by a compiler. And GCOB also requires the recompile. B-Trax does not require the recompile, but debug info is required. And if you try to analyze the coverage for the kernel, you need to patch the kernel with GCOB kernel patch. This is provided by Linux test project. So some version of the kernel is supported, like 2.6.8 or 2.6.23, but not every kernel is supported. But B-Trax do not require the the patch like that, but B-Trax module is required. And I'll show you the performance analysis next. And the log size, the GCOB log is very small, but the B-Trax log is very huge. And also, Architecture Emulator's log will be huge, I believe. The performance evaluation. The B-Trax overhead is strongly depending on the target application, because if the application is intensively used CPU, the overhead is very huge. In this case, application is very I/O intensive, so this is a very good case for B-Trax. I think I need to show you the worst case, but unfortunately I don't have the number. This is the overhead analysis of the comparison between GCOB, B-Trax, and step counter. Step count is an emulator using single step mode. In this case, this tool doesn't have any coverage test tool, but I used for the comparison of the performance evaluation. And you can see that the Bitrux overhead is 4.5 times by the bare environment. But GCob is only 1.1. This is the mistake. Bear is the 9.1 and GCob is 9.2. So GCob overhead is extremely low, but Bitrux required 4.5 times overhead for the best case. The explanation was bad. We can use the Bitrux with three different way. I show the first one profiling. But you can specify the PID with run the Bitrux command, and there is no limitation. All of the applications record is acquired. Okay.
When you're profiling the kernel.
Yes, no problem. Bitrux BTS buffer is separated for each CPU, and Bitrux get the BTS buffer into the each CPU log. And after the gathering the BTS log, the BT log cut log tools pull each application log or kernel log, split into their log, analyze log. So yes, you can use the SMP or we also support hyperthreading. So no problem.
Output. We found that very useful with our GCub on Sandbox, which we do a lot of. We found that just that output format was a very useful.
I see.
Sharing that, because no one wants to write the XML generation too many times. It seems to be a very useful format, you might.
Yeah. Agreed. Yes, that's a good idea. Create the converter to the GCob format or LGCob format. Actually, the Bitrux acquire much precise information from kernel. So there, agreed. I develop the converter. Yes. I've already tested the bar grind, but the purpose of the bar grind is a little bit different. So I know that the bar grind has very benefit. So I think we should have the bar grind. We should have the tool like bar grind for test coverage test. I will explain the later. Yes.
Is that something you see as getting better as you can? Are there optimizations that you can do in Bitrux, or is that just the way it works?
Currently, Bitrux required the copy three times. BTrax driver reads the BTS buffer and writes the LeeAFS and reads the BTrax D in user land and writes the data. This requires the copy three times copy, but it is too much, I believe. If we can use splice, we don't have to copy to user and copy from user. We skipped it. We can skip it. So currently, we are planning to use the splice to write the trace log. So we have the optimization possibility. But it helps. I don't know. 30% or yeah, like that. I'll talk later. Yeah. Okay. The BTS doesn't work on some CPU. This is one of the problem to pushing BTrax upstream. On some processors, when we enable BTS function, machine check exception occur. That's terrible. So we need to check out every CPU ID based checking. Currently, we tested 13 CPUs, and three of them doesn't work correctly. And Core 2 CPU has the bug, and when we enabled BTS function, machine check occur. And Atom processor doesn't work, but in Atom processor, BTS log is not generated, but just that, no machine check. So, to tell the truth, I've asked Intel hardware guys to fix this, but they tell that the priority of these kind of functionality is very low. So because this functionality is used by kernel hacker or very very limited people, so the validation priority is very low. So currently we need to we need to make a list of which CPU can work correctly or not. And yes, as you said, I need to push the BTrax to upstream. Currently, the upstream kernel support BTS in PTrace context, BTrace function. So currently, current upstream kernel correct the BTS record for application. But we need kernel tracing support. And current BTS implementation is, I don't like current BTS implementation. They try to convert the 64-bit format inside the kernel. That is not good. So we need to change the current BTS handling method. So, but the problem is interface. currently a P-trace controller user application debugging mechanism, so it doesn't support kernel. So we need to implement a very smart way to integrate the user and kernel space. And also, we need to support the alternative macro. Currently, Bittrex doesn't support the alternative macro. If alternative macro is put another instruction into the kernel, Bittrex doesn't work correctly currently. And we need to implementing the. We also need to implementing the real automated coverage test case generator. In last year in OSDI, CLI is the Stanford University and MIT provide CLI, and I hope this will help to automatic test case generation. And CLI is try to generate the coverage test with LLVM. So now we are investigating CLI. Okay. Conclusion. The Bittrex can show the basic block coverage and binary execution path and source code line level coverage. It doesn't require the any recompile, relink, and source code modification. It has better performance than binary emulator. So the Bittrex is free open source software. You can download from SourceForge site. And also CLI, it's paper of the CLI is on the LLVM site. And BTS information is on the Intel 64 and IS-32 Architecture Software Developers Manual, Volume 3B, Chapter 18, Current 3. Okay. The Bittrex is the development of the Bittrex is supported by IPA of Japan in 2005 from 2005 to 2007, and legal statement. Okay, thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
You said earlier that sometimes GCC optimizations make it difficult to work out what the execution path is. Do you have specific GCC flags? Do you use like O2 at all?
We usually use the kind of default optimization level, so O2. O2 is the default, so sometimes the yellow line occur. Yeah.
Are you getting any help from the GCC guys on that?
I think there is no good way to avoid it. If you want to cover all paths, you need to use O0 or. Sorry, I can't hear you.
Is Linux able to be compiled with O0 these days?
Really? I think the current default is O2, I think. Actually, Jacob has the very same problem. If you optimize the code, Jacob cannot generate 100% coverage.
Mm-hmm. And it generates additional information like based on log files, source and line mappings in extra files that GCOL then reads. So if the compiler was broken, which it is, if it were not broken, then you could use that information to work around the optimization.
Another question? Okay. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you.